two things happened. Someone asked me a question, and I read something in Scripture. The first one was someone saying, how do you journal? How do you work out what you want to say when you write it down? And then I read this. And this is an illustration that Jesus gave us himself after the disciples asked him, how do we pray? Now, you know that Jesus then gave us the Our Father. I guess the ultimate prayer to pray when you want to glorify God, because it's Our Father, holy is your name. You want heaven to come to earth. You want his kingdom to come to earth. We want our daily bread, physical, spiritual, mental. We want our sins forgiven, but we want to forgive others too. And we don't want to be led into the temptation. We want Jesus to come and rescue us. But after this, it states, Jesus gave this illustration, and it's in Luke 11, verse 5. And I'm reading it, from the Passion version, and it just puts it in more, I guess, passionate words, but simplified words, so you can understand what Jesus was trying to truly say. Imagine what would happen if you were to go to one of your friends in the middle of the night and pound on his door and shout, "Please, do you have some food you can spare? A friend just arrived at my house unexpectedly and I have nothing to serve him." But your friend says, "Why are you bothering me? The door's locked and my family and I are all in bed. Do you expect me to get up and give you our food? But listen, because of your shameless impudence, even though it's the middle of the night, your friend will get up out of his bed and give you all that you need. So it is with your prayers." It struck me, that line. "So it is with your prayers. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll discover. Knock on heaven's door, and it will one day open for you. Every persistent person will get what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he needs. And everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door." So it struck me, so it is with your prayers. Are you persistent? Do you try? Do you knock? Do you seek? Do you, try, new ways? For me, writing down my prayers, writing down my thoughts, journaling, because that's what journaling for me is, writing down things I come across in Scripture that I just go, wow. It writes down my emotions. I say, "Lord, I'm stuck in this place right now. I don't get it. I don't understand." And so part of my journaling is part of my prayer. For me, I don't make the things separate. They're all one. And someone asked and said, but for them, journaling got very messy. I'm the messiest journalist because I am messy. That is me. It is the way I work, I think. I don't know about you, but when I'm doing housework, I start doing the dishes. Then I think, oh, the water's a bit hot. I'll flick on the jug, but I'll walk down and put on the washing in the washing machine. So I put the washing on in the washing machine and said, well, that's washing. I'll go back and see if the water's cooled down enough for me to do the dishes. Because I love hot water, but it can only take so much on your hands. And it has, so I start then cleaning and I hear the jugs boiled, but might have been a few minutes, so I re-put the jug on. How many times do you try to make a cup of coffee? I'm sure that you can think that I do. You do the same. And then I find, as I'm walking down actually to the laundry, I notice there's a piece of puzzle on the floor. Pick it up and go, that goes back to the puzzle. So as I'm walking down, I pass the bedroom where I know the puzzles are. So I get out the puzzle and put the puzzle piece in. Then I come back and go back to the laundry. And I'm actually doing housework the whole day, doing bits, but I actually do it in bits. I don't just do one job, finish it up, do the next job. Now, that's just me. There are people who like everything contained, everything in a box. So your journal could be very precise, very, this is me, God, this, that's fine. You do what you do, because that's your prayer to God. That's you to God. It's a community, a commune, a discussion, a communication with you and God, because that's what prayer is, and God and you. So if you do it a certain way, that's your way. There is no right way. There is no wrong way. But I might be praying about some need or something in my life, and then I open the scriptures and I read something and I go, wow, that verse there just talks to me where I am right now. And I've just in my journal written down, you know, Lord, I'm in need here. We've got this. And I actually then put in the scripture. And then sometimes there's a word in that line. They go, oh, what does that actually mean? So I go to a dictionary to find out what it means, and that opens up a bit more. So then I write that down. Then I go and read different translations. You see the books in front of me? Different translations of the same word, because it's the either the translation of Hebrew and Greek, or it's someone who's tried to make a translation of a translation to put it into English language, into the language of today that we would understand. And so I read them, and sometimes one word opens up something else and it reminds me of another scripture. So I go do some research and look at the other scripture, and then I write that down. So often my prayer isn't just 15 minutes, and I'm blessed right now to be able to have time to actually do it longer, to actually do more research. I guess research in the prayer, but it's my seeking, it's my knocking, it's my asking. But then sometimes in prayer, I sit there, I open my prayer books, I open my journal, like I open my Bible, I've got prayers of the day, I have the readings of the day, and I'm blank. So I just sit there and I write, Lord, I'm full of so much, but I don't know how to express anything today. So my whole prayer time, my whole journaling time is actually in silence, is actually in, I guess, throwing thoughts up to God, but then also, you know, times when you just feel blank or blah, but I give that blankness, that blahness to God, because that's part of who I am. And I do this sometimes because of life. I do it when I've got specific quiet time just for me, but I actually even do it sometimes when I'm babysitting the grandchildren. And I remember specifically all of them. I would be journaling, I would be writing some thoughts down, and they'd come up, and especially when they're a bit older, and they'd say, my turn. So I actually have here prayers, because they're not scribbles, they're prayers from Willow, prayers from Aubrey that have written in my journal. So I say, well, you can't write on my words, you write on your own page, because they're prayers to Jesus. Because if they're going to get what it is to pray and journal and to communicate with God, you've got to tell them at a young age. And if you haven't, it's never too late, because God makes it never too late for us. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. But this prayer, this seeking, this knocking, this checking it out. You know, I planted some roses recently, and I know a little bit about roses, but not everything. And all of a sudden, it started getting black spot on the leaves. Oh my goodness, my nice, beautiful rose has got a disease. So I went and sorted out. I went and checked out. What do you do? How do you fix it? You know, you can fix it chemically, you can fix it more naturally, or you can fix it this. What do I do to prevent it? Because it's not just fixing it, then it's trying to prevent it later. God wants us to do that in our prayer of seeking, of fixing, of how do I prevent that disease, that sickness coming into my life. Because a sickness can be a disease from our body, but it can be sickness in our soul. I don't want to get bitter. I don't want to get so angry that I don't forgive. And God shows us how to heal it and then how to prevent it. How to nourish the good. How to nourish what God's put in within us. How to nourish our gifts. How to grow in Him. Go deeper in Him. There's a book I read and I've shared about it a little bit before called Awe and Wonder. And this prayer, this journaling, this sharing, because it's a sharing of you with God and God hopefully listening God with you, because He does. He puts thoughts into your mind. And I just sometimes write it down and think, that's a bit weird. But later, when I think about it, later can be months later, I go, oh, I remember in prayer, God said something that seems to be very valid for today. And I'll go back and read about it. And I'll go, wow, I didn't even know what this meant, but God was talking to me. But it says, let us in this book, let us recapture His wonder. It has felt like there's too many bad circumstances to focus on. Go look at the news. Go look at what's happening in the world. There's so many bad circumstances to focus on. But that's not what I want to focus on. We can feel like, where's God gone? He's still here. He's still vibrant and full of awe and wonder. We just need to tune in to Him. So this writing, this reading, this words of prayer, this maybe you draw, maybe you do your gift of prayer and communication with God a different way, but all of it is tuning in with God so we can go deeper in Him, so we can have a deeper longing, so that we can have a greater relationship, so that we can be like this, because that's what God wants us to be with Him. He walks with us. We want to walk with Him. So I encourage you, try it. Doesn't matter if it's messy. That might just be you. It doesn't matter if it's precise and the way it is, because maybe that's you. That's how God communicates with you and you communicate with God. But be open to whatever God has for you. So give Him time. Spend time. You watch your favorite TV program and you'll say, oh, I'm only going to have half an hour. That's all I've got. Then I've got to go look after the kids or do the dishes or do some work for my own work, because people often bring their work home. What about giving God time to come to know Him? Now, I'm going to say this and you're going to think it's weird, but for that He can come to know you. Hang on a minute. Doesn't He already know you? He created you. He knows your personalities. He knows your quirks. He knows you when you're standing up, when you're sitting down. Yes, He does. But He wants you to share yourself with Him, because that's what a relationship is. A pure relationship where there's truth, there's openness, there's oneness. So He desires for you to share yourself with Him and then be in tune so you can hear Him share Himself with you. Hopefully that's helped you a little bit. And I'd love it if you can share with all of us. What do you do? How does it help you? How do you journal? What helps you to focus? Maybe it's lighting a candle. Maybe it's putting a cross before you. Whatever it is, why don't you tell us and share that with us so we can all learn? Because I don't know everything. This is only a way. Let us together encourage each other to share more with God, to be with God, to pray to our God. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, You taught us how to pray, but You're still teaching us, because sometimes we're not good learners. But it's also because there is so much more of You that we don't know. there is more that we need to open ourselves, surrender ourselves to you to come to know. Grace us with your mercy. Grace us with knowledge. Grace us with a heart of seeking you out, of knocking, of being persistent. Lord God, encourage us. Help us to find that time we need to spend with you. Lord, may we communicate better. May we love you better. May we love you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.